Tetzav Rashi for the morning. At the end of the fifth Aliyah, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling about how Hashem told him that they're going to conquer the land of Israel and all the nations that they're going to conquer. And Moshe mentions that... Sorry, I just lost my place for a second. Here. And Moshe mentions that he's told that he's going to conquer Sichon. And right before it says that he's going to conquer Sichon, Hashem says to him... Sorry... No, before that. Well, after that. Here. It says, Hayom achel teit pachtecha v'yiratcha alfnei ha'amim tachat kol ha'shamayim asher yishmu'un shimacha v'ragzu v'chalu mipanecha. It says that today is going to start the day when you're going to start taking everything over, and I'm going to give the dread, the pachad, and the fear on all the nations, tachat kol ha'shamayim, underneath the sun. And where's Rashi comment over here? He focuses on the words tachat kol ha'shamayim, and Rashi says... Lamad she'amda chama leMoshe b'yom milchemet Og v'noda davar tachat kol ha'shamayim. That during the war against Og, the sun stopped in the sky. Now, of course, this is obviously meant to remind us of the fact that one of the most famous miracles that we have in Tanakh, outside of Chumash, the most famous miracle that we probably have in all of Tanakh is the miracle of the sun stopping in Givon, Shemesh b'Givon Dom in Sefer Yehoshua. And what Rashi is quoting over here is the Gemara in Ta'anit that says that the same thing happened for Moshe before it happened for Yehoshua. Now, there are a few interesting things about this Rashi. Number one, Rashi mentions Og. In most verses of Rashi, you'll see next to that in brackets the word Sichon. Because Og is not mentioned in the Psukim. It's not, you know, we don't know for sure when the sun stopped because it doesn't say it. But the likelihood over here is that if the sun stopped, it stopped during the war against Sichon, not Og, because Og is not mentioned in these Psukim. So some say that it's the Taut Sofer in this Rashi, and especially because elsewhere Rashi says that happened against Sichon. It could be that it happened with both. We don't know. So there's probably a Taut Sofer over here that should say Sichon and not Og. That's less important. More important is how do we know this? So the Gemara in Ta'anit is a little bit cryptic about how we know it. It's most likely based on a similarity between the wording here and in Sefer Yehoshua. Thing is that there are a few similar words. Number one, the word tate, tough. Over here it says tate pachtecha v'yiratcha, and by Yehoshua it also says tate. Also over here it says achel. Over there it says achel. So most likely the limud is from the fact that the word shows up twice. But I think the most important over here is if the miracle happened, and as I said, it's the most famous miracle that happens in all of Nach. But it happened already with Moshe, then... Well, why doesn't it say it? Why doesn't it say that it happened in Chumash? Why not say that by Sichon that the sun stopped? So I didn't see... Most of the Mefarshim don't deal with this question. I saw one parish, the Pnei David, who says, interesting thing, he says, because it wasn't such a big deal for Moshe, for the sun to stop. Why wasn't it a big deal? Because what do we say about Moshe, Lumat, what we say about Yehoshua? But Moshe, we say, Pnei Moshe, Kipnei Ha... Chama, and Pnei Yehoshua k'pnei alavana. So for Yehoshua to control the sun, when he's really only the moon, so that's going above his pay grade. So that was always a big deal. But for Moshe to stop the sun, he's already anyways like the sun, so that's not such a big deal. Interesting pshat, something to think about. Yom Tov.